USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday as the conflict between Israel and the Islamist terrorist group Hamas continues. During the call, Biden reiterating his strong support for Israel's right to defend itself against missile attacks from Hamas. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Cornicus tells CBS News,
"Anybody who's been to Gaza knows that it is almost impossible to surgically differentiate between terrorists and their infrastructure and civilians, which are used by the terrorists as their human shields in every aspect."
Americans have until Monday night to either file their 2020 tax returns or request an extension. The traditional April 15th deadline was pushed back for the second straight year because of the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
A Bengal tiger is being secured at a local animal shelter in Houston after being missing last week. Houston police tweeting on Saturday the cat was safe and appears to be unharmed. The late basketball legend Kobe Bryant was inducted posthumously into the Basketball Hall of Fame on Saturday. Bryant, his daughter, and seven others were killed in a helicopter crash last year. Another superstar, Michael Jordan, escorted Bryant's widow, Vanessa, to the stage so she could accept the honor. She paid an emotional tribute to her late husband, who played for the Los Angeles Lakers.
You're in the Hall of Fame now. You're a true champ. You're not just an MVP. You're an all-time great. I'm so proud of you. I love you forever and always. Kobe Bean Bryant.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As employers across the country continue to look for workers, states are taking action regarding unemployment benefits.
Nearly a third of states have made moves to end the additional federal unemployment benefits, cutting the extra weekly $300 payments. Many believe that the extra benefits were a contributing factor to the disappointing April jobs report. Congressman Dusty Johnson is a co-sponsor of a bill that would end the additional benefits on the federal level. The South Dakota Republican tells Fox News that the April jobs numbers were so bad because the government is still paying people to stay home.
Not a single day goes by where I don't get a call from South Dakota business owners who are trying to hire, but they are not getting applications. These are not people offering minimum wage jobs. They are much better than that. And it's not just a South Dakota problem. We saw last month's hiring numbers were anemic. Economists thought we'd add a million jobs. Instead, we only added 260,000. And it's because it's government's fault. We are paying people in many cases more to stay home than to work. We have to change that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
SpaceX is sending more of its Starlink mini communication satellites into lower Earth orbit. The company's Falcon 9 rocket blasted off from Launch Complex 39A at Kennedy Space Center Saturday night, minutes before 7 p.m. Eastern Time, to carry 52 more satellites into space. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.